Investigating the life of a frontiersman like Davy Crockett requires the tedious extraction of fact from folklore. You're about to hear a Davy Crockett story that Walt Disney never told. It is completely true. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, that's what the song says. Yet, as far as anyone knows, Davy Crockett never set foot in Tennessee until he was a grown man. North Carolina was his stomping ground, Piedmont and thereabouts. There are records, original documents, relating to Davy Crockett and two of his older sons still in the files of the old Lincolnton Courthouse. But then the call of the wild frontier did beckon, and Davy took his family up the eastern slopes of the Appalachians and down into the promised land on the other side. Now, in those days, you could strike out and claim 400 acres of land just like that. Build a cabin, and the estate was yours. Improve the property a little, and a settler could automatically claim an additional 1,000 acres of land adjacent to the original 400. That deal was just too good to pass up for many. Legislation established real estate offices throughout the territory. The Indians were bound to peace by a recently signed treaty. So Davy Crockett felt secure in his new homestead on the frontier, and probably he would have remained there happily ever after. But, well, this is the rest of the story. All at once, the local legislature pulled the rug out from under the settlers. Now suddenly, whites were forbidden to own or to survey or even to enter the land within the so-called Indian boundary. But speculators had already applied for more than 1 million acres inside the restricted zone, and Davy Crockett and his family already lived there. The Indians, the Creeks and the Cherokees, feeling cheated by the fine print in the treaty they had signed, now learning that countless white men had overtaken the Indians' rightful territory by 1,000-plus-acre chunks, the Indians were furious. There was talk of violence in the red communities. And quickly that talk grew into action. Among those threatened were a dozen settlers near what is now Rogersville, Tennessee. Among those 12 was Davy Crockett. And then one night, when Davy's son John was away from the homestead, the Indians did attack. Davy and his wife tried to fight them off, but she was killed in the raid, and so was he. Davy Crockett, dead in an Indian massacre in the spring of 1777. I mentioned that Davy's son John was not at home that night, so he lived to tell. And he lived to father a son of his own, whom he named after his own beloved father. Are you following this? It was the grandfather of the Davy Crockett you know, who was the very first ever to venture into Tennessee. It was another Davy Crockett from the one you know, the one who died at the Alamo. You were acquainted with the grandson namesake of the real frontiersman, the Irish settler, Davy's granddaddy, who scaled the Appalachians. He left it for posterity to write the rest of the story.